Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So God's plan never changed. He still desires that earth be like heaven. This kingdom is initially an invisible reality that is lived out of the heart, not out of the head. This invisible reality is more powerful than anything in this earth. So we were made to live in heaven's atmosphere. Today, we hear building because we refer to the building as a church. You are the church, a political governing body sent from another government. Who is my governor? My king. Who is my king? Jesus. 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 I know he's God, but say his name. You are sent to bring forth a manifestation of this new government wherever you are going, because you're preparing the way for the king. This is your hour. It's time for us to now desire the best of God. Your royalty must be expressed. You're moving into the golden age. Vengeance and recompense came in. It came in, then I started preaching on the blessing. Wow, now I end up on the wealth transfer. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes, please, and Ecclesiastes chapter 2. How are we doing so far? Now, everything that the devil is holding, he is holding it illegally.
All right.
I better go to that first. Let's go to Colossians in chapter 2. This is Jesus. Having spoiled who? Principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, what? Triumphing over them in it. Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. Everything Satan stole from Adam, Jesus got back. Including the earth. What's in the earth? From the surface to the core. Everything, he got it back. Who did he get it back for? God's family. God's people. He got it back for them. So now he got it back legally. Now we're going to have to make it physically manifest. We're going to possess our possessions. Numbers chapter 33. In verse 52. Then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and destroy all their pictures and destroy all their molten images and quite pluck down all their high places. And you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Verse 55. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you have you let remain shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Watch this. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do to you as I thought to do to them. So you said, well, why are we going to transfer this wealth? You didn't transfer this wealth because if you leave it in his hands, he's going to vex you with it. If you leave it in the hands of people who are under control of Satan, then they're going to put things on TV that your children cannot even sit there. They're going to put magazines out that you said, my God, what is this? They're going to do things and so forth. Nothing against them, because the Bible says in Psalm 82, they're walking in darkness. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not, come on, what they do. Folks, you can be blinded and not see it. Only thing you see is a way to make some money. Well, I'm telling you, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Now, put it up here. See, we got work to do. We've got to take the whole kingdom to the world. This is your hour. God has had you born again for such a time as this. It's time for us to now desire the best of God. Folks, for you. We're about to get the best of God coming in the church, and people are going to see the church as a place they want to come and they want to experience the best. Say amen to that. You are where you are because of what you desire. If you don't like where you are, then you need to desire something different, because the God will give you the desires of your heart. So what am I saying now? I'm saying that here we are. You got to take it. Because they're going to do some evil stuff with it. And they're not doing it so you can blame them. They're doing it so you can come and execute the plan that God's going to give you for transforming the place where he sends you. Wherever he sends you, the legislation's got to change. Come on now. I'm saying the ordinances have got to change. And God's going to use you to shift the atmosphere in that place and bring the kingdom of God and the Garden of Eden wherever he sends you. He said, wherever he sends you, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that has he given you. And he'll do it without you getting mad at anybody. The wicked rich are involved in a futile operation. Put it up there. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26. God has a ministry for every person who doesn't know God. Here it is. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner. This is a person who doesn't know God. He giveth what? Travail. His job is to what? Gather and what? Heap up, that he might give to him. Keep going. That is good before God. Now, God has a plan for unsaved folk. And unsaved folk, you got to understand, they're working for you. But you, we've got to transfer it in. Who are the ones that are good before God? The blood-washed saints, people who have come to God and are willing to allow God to use them for this end time. Say amen about that. So, in this, I won't go much further, but to say this, that the Christians need the wealth. The enormous effect the wealth of the wicked have on the church of God and our ability to rapidly evangelize this world in these last days is huge. It is a great thing that the money must come in so that we can get the things that we need to get and do the things that we need to do, so we won't have all these 1 month begging telethons come on and so forth. And I'm saying with you that the reason why I want to cover all those other things is because that's part of what you need to understand to really get the best out of what I'm talking about right now. Because God's divine plan is to eliminate suffering in every place, to build churches, to build centers, to build homes, to build businesses, so forth and so on. And his plan is now given to us that we need to make this and carry this out. Say amen to that. Amen. Now, I told you, Lord have mercy. Can I show you one more thing? I said that you put all these together, the vengeance together, so forth like that. Now, once you get this in your mind and get the fact that you are divinely positioned and protected, and know that nothing can hurt you, then it changes your whole attitude about what you're doing. Now, I'm showing you this so that you don't have to be ignorant. Matthew chapter 2, You don't have to be ignorant. Now, I'm not coming down on you. I'm not talking down to you. I'm just telling you, ignorant means darkness. And when you're walking in darkness, the devil can use you. And I want to make it so he won't use anybody up in here. I got to show you one more thing. Folks, the money is about to flow. The money is about to flow. I see things. I said, I see things. And I'm going to preach what I see. The man of God stood up, prophet of God stood up and said, tomorrow, about this time, it's going to be plenty and it's going to be cheap. Now, the thing about this is nobody thought that could change that quickly. See, if he would have said about 3 years from now, it would have been all right, probably acceptable with the intellectual mind. But we're not dealing with an intellectual devil. We're dealing with God, and God knows what he wants to do and how long it's going to take to do it. And I said, we're going to have multimillionaires overnight. And anytime you're dealing with God, it does not take centuries to affect change. It takes one day. But he needs some believers. And faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As I keep giving you this, faith is going to come. And it's like we got something holding up that wealth right up there. And your faith is going to pop it. And when it pops it, that thing is, it's going to hit the whole body of Christ. This is the latter rain. This is when Jesus was born. And Herod was king in this jurisdiction. Now get the revelation of this. Herod was under Caesar. Caesar was the emperor, and Caesar was the king. But Herod was also a king. Come on down here, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod the who? King. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born what? King of the Jews. Now, I want you to see what happened here. What happened is Herod was a king. And his jurisdiction was Jerusalem. But Caesar was a king. And Caesar was the king of kings. The Bible says Jesus is the king of who? Kings. See, your royalty must be expressed. A king commands. And folk carry it out. I'm telling you, you're moving into the golden age. You're moving into the highest level of authority in the earth, where you will decree a thing and it shall happen. Am I going too deep for you? See, that's Herod's jurisdiction. Remember, Jesus was brought to Herod, and Herod said, wait a minute, hey, I don't want to do nothing with him. Let's send him to Pilate. He sent him to Pilate because Pilate had the other jurisdiction. See? And now Pilate sent him back to Herod. I'm just saying, look at those two jurisdictions. But they were the ones there making sure that the Roman government got established in that place and kept it like that. I'm telling you, wherever you are sent, you're supposed to bring it under heaven's government. Do you realize that the authority that you walk in is higher than any natural authority? That's why the fire couldn't burn the Hebrews. It's a higher law. So here, look at verse 11. And when they would come into the house, they saw the young child. This is the wise men. They came and saw the young child. Now, it didn't say three wise men, did it? So we saw in the greeting cards that were three. But the greeting cards is not your Bible. You know what I'm saying? Go back to the Bible. You'll see it's not three. The reason why it's not three, because of what they brought Jesus. They brought Jesus gifts from the king in the east. And when they brought him gifts, they brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we've seen a little old box, haven't we? With a little gold in it. We had donkeys. They had donkeys staggering, trying to make it. That's why Herod got upset. If they only had a little box, Herod wouldn't have said nothing. But when you got this much gold coming to another king in my district, somebody got the answer somewhere. Are you following what I'm saying? So notice what he brought him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Look at verse 13. And when they were departed, this is the wise men now, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream and said, arise now, take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Wow. Isn't that something? Yeah. You have a new business or something that you just got born. The enemy might come try to destroy it or something, but you can keep him off of you. God's going to... Now watch this. So he rose and did something. Look at verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he was exceeding wroth. And he sent forth and slew all the children which are in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. The wise men told him when Jesus was born. And notice, it was almost 2 years before the wise men got to the house. They didn't come to the manger. Only the shepherds were at the manger. The wise men came to the house. And no longer does this call him a baby, calls him a young child. All right? Now watch this. Then the times fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, gave the prophecy. Look at verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise now, take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. Now, I want you to get in your Bible and study, watch this, how many years was between the time he took him down there and the time the angel said, bring him back. It was less than 10 years. So everybody that sought the child's life either going to have to change or going to be terminated. That was this situation right here. We're not talking about an angry God. We're talking about there is an assignment that you're going to fulfill. And anything from this day that's harassing you is going to be cut off. Now, the last point I want to make. The key, the spiritual forces of what's been enabling the heathen and trying to hinder the saints. Spiritual forces. Don't think it's just been, well, this thing didn't work out. That's low life thinking. Remember this. The number one spiritual force is a Hittite. Yes. Yes. Now, you're going to be up against these forces as we take this wealth, as it comes in. Let me show you what the Hittite. Put up Deuteronomy chapter 7, please, and verse 1. And when the Lord God shall bring you into the land where you go and possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the what? Hittite. Let's just stop right there. The Hittites come from this Heth. Heth is a son of Canaan. Heth means terror. And that's where the Hittites come from. So they are spirits of fear. Fear of what's going to happen to me. Fear, am I going to get sick? Fear, I'm growing too old. Fear, whatever it is, these fears. But look what David had to do with those fears. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 4, please. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Got what I'm saying? Now watch this. I saw a movie, and I want to end with this. And the name of this movie was called Truman. It was kind of an interesting movie, very clean movie. But it was about this guy who was born in this man-made world that he thought that he was really living, but he was on TV. And every day the Truman Show would come on, like the Days of Our Lives, you know. And they would show what's happening, another episode of his life. And they started filming him when he was a little baby. So they had orchestrated everything in his life, but he didn't know it. And when he was young, he went out in the water because they had water there, everything. It looked just like it was a real earth. They had water there and everything. But when he went out too far, he almost drowned. They saved him, but they did it to put fear in him that he'd never try to go too far out to that water, because if he went too far, he would hit a wall. And the wall was the makeshift thing that they had put him in. So when he decided one day he's going to take a trip to the islands, he goes down and they try to talk him out of taking the trip because they had the travel agency set up and everything. Oh, you can take a trip. But he went down there and they tried to talk him, but he wanted to take a trip anyway. He said, since you won't sell me a ticket, he got in his car and began to drive. But when he began to drive, they set it up. See, they were regulating everything and set up where they had an accident on the road and everything was there and they couldn't. He said, sorry, mister, you can't go any further. This road is closed now. It wasn't really closed. It was all orchestrated. It's called the Truman Show. And I'm telling you, the devil is trying to make a show out of your life. And watch this. Little things that have happened to you that brought fears in your life along the way, he is using them now to keep you from your wealthy place. He's in every one of them. Guarantee you. That's the number one thing. I'll talk about the Jebusites and Perizzites tomorrow, but then next time. But the number one thing is fear. Your blessing is on the other side of your fear. That doesn't fail. That doesn't fail. Abraham, I'll show you next time, had no fear. Amen. Watch this. David, no fear. Joshua, no fear. I'm just saying, if you fear something, the enemy has usually set it up earlier in your life. And that's why that fear is there. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound.
Now, I trust that you were blessed by this exciting teaching. It's on the wealth transfer. Again, this is a part of a powerful four-disc series. Now, here are two important points you'd like to remember. Number one, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, mainly to evangelize this world and eliminate suffering and poverty. Isn't that powerful? Number two, we are moving into the golden age. Now, that's the highest level of authority in the church. Now, you will decree a thing and it'll come to pass. Praise God. Now, our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings on the wealth transfer, and I'll be right back.
kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So God's plan never changed. He still desires that earth be like heaven. This kingdom is initially an invisible reality that is lived out of the heart, not out of the head. This invisible reality is more powerful than anything in this earth. So we were made to live in heaven's atmosphere. Today, we hear building because we refer to the building as the church. You are the church, a political governing body sent from another government. Who is my government? My king. Who is my king? Jesus. 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 I know he's God, but say his name. You are sent to bring forth a manifestation of this new government wherever you are going, because you're preparing the way for the king. This is your hour. It's time for us to now desire the best of God. Your royalty must be expressed. You're moving into the golden age.
Enter the golden age with a new revelation of your rightful ownership in this earth and your kingdom responsibility to glorify God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled The Wealth Transfer. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. Break through old barriers with renewed power to receive the wealth that has been laid up for the righteous in The Wealth Transfer. Order The Wealth Transfer today.
The number one spiritual force that the enemy uses and sets up early in our lives to come against us, to keep us from our destiny, is fear. Fear. And the Bible says over in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. You will find that for the most part, your blessing is on the other side of that fear. If there's something that came in your life when you were young, or something that happened to you one time, or almost drowned in water, or almost got in an accident, whatever, and that fear is up, usually that blessing is on the other side of that fear. That enemy uses that fear to keep you from your destiny. But you're going to make it to your wealthy place. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. Until next time, we'll see you then. Keep walking by faith.
Bill Winston.